This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Toll-free number, if you want to, is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. As I say, live Sunday show, and also want to take a moment to welcome a new affiliate. But first, in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
So we are finally back on in Vermont. It's been a number of years. We used to be on in Vermont a while back. We've been on in Brattleboro. We've been on in Barry. And we, you know, over time...
Did we have a Rutland station at one point?
I don't think so.
I think we did.
Well... Welcome to News Talk WVMT AM 620 out of Burlington, Vermont. So we're in the capital.
That's a big,
big time.
Yeah, this is a big station.
That is not the capital of Vermont.
No?
You idiot.
Okay.
It's
the capital?
Montpelier.
Oh, okay.
Don't you remember that commercial from, like, was it the late 80s, early 90s?
I'm sorry, Vermonters.
It's the only reason I know the answer to that.
And we live right next door. I live next door in New Hampshire, and I don't even know the capital.
I don't think there's any obligation to know the capital of a state. Hopefully that is extraneous information.
Yeah.
But you know, Burlington is the city.
It's the known
the metro of the place.
It's a well-known Vermont city.
It's a city for Vermont, right? The population's probably less than 15 or 20,000. I don't think there's a whole lot of people up in.
I don't know how many people. It probably changes dramatically summer to winter. I'll tell you that much. But yeah. I mean, it's a city compared to the Northeast Kingdom.
Wasn't Bernie the mayor in Burlington?
I believe so.
At some point, like in his early political career. Burlington,
yes,
Vermont. 42,000.
So much fun! Wow,
that's much larger than I thought it was.
Yeah, when I was there, it was bustling. I thought it was, you know, nice size.
Yeah, that's big, and it's up north too.
The hippies,
right?
Were on the street busking for handouts.
That's lovely.
Well, you know, it's nice to walk by. I'd hate to live there. But then again, I live in the country. I'm more. So their country is the Northeast Kingdom, though.
They've got a big signal, though. They cover actually all of Plattsburgh, New York, and even cut into Canada.
Well, are you kidding? It makes it all the way across the lake?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's 6:20 a.m., so it's real low on the dial, so 5,000 watts goes pretty far.
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
And also, we're on FM there because they've got an FM translator at 96.3 in Colchester. So welcome aboard to all of our new listeners there in Burlington. You guys are listening live in Burlington, so you're welcome to pick up your phone, dial in, bring up whatever you want to discuss. On the way here tonight, another ridiculous ban is possibly going to be happening in California. Richie Rich is with us. You've got that story from...
Shampoo and conditioner
bottle. We'll get into it. But first, Mark, you've got a story about education. Higher education. Academia.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation going on about healthcare and education right now.
Well, there's the scandal in the colleges. That's been getting a lot of news.
Yep, that's a big deal. But the Democrats are coming to the field, and many of them are basically saying, we're going to give you... higher education for free. We're going to give you health care for free. Oh, yeah. And we're going to fix global warming. And all those things sound wonderful, except they don't know how to do it. They're going to do it.
You just pay for it.
The magic government pay-in machine.
When you have an expense, you just pay for it.
Well, I mean, taxes will obviously have to go up, but look at Denmark. They're happy as they could possibly be over there. It says right here, see a piece of paper, it says a happiness index. You know,
sure.
Maybe the people in Denmark are taught to say, you better say you're happy or you're a bad person. I mean, or whatever, but it says they're happy. See, happy, happy, happy. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you happy? For paying for other people's. Don't you want a smart America? Well, this isn't how you get it, ladies and gentlemen. There was a time, as you and I were talking about just before we got on the air, there was a time when, when you had a high school diploma, you were a big deal in town.
Yep. Really?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's a joke, but the Beverly Hillbillies were very proud that Jethro had a sixth grade education.
Oh, okay.
He was good at figuring and ciphering. Ciphering was the term.
My grandpa does not have a high school diploma.
And he made it through his whole life?
And he made it through his whole life, yeah. His was more, if I remember his stories correctly, dropped out to take care of the family. I think it might have been like sixth grade as well.
Okay.
Because we're from Hawaii, and it was like the bombing of Pearl Harbor that kind of threw things in disarray.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that'll do it.
There's nothing, I'm not here to trumpet not having a high school diploma, nor having a high school diploma. What I would say is having a high school diploma is basically inconsequential to life.
That's true.
If I was to go back and do it all over again, I likely would continue to get the high school diploma, because what else do you do from 16 to 18?
Get a job.
Well, it's probably a good idea, but I had a job.
Yeah.
And, you can kind of arrange your day so that you leave a little early or something like that. But, if you get a job, how are you going to meet the girls? Mm. And high school's good for that.
That's true.
And it also has some extracurricular activities. You know, there's a computer club. There's cross country. There's a whole bunch of things that you could do. And, I'm not saying high school's a bad idea. I'm just saying nobody
says. It just
says,
doesn't matter.
Right. It's inconsequential. Nobody says, hey, I've got a high school diploma. Time to hire me.
Whoopee.
I will also say that it's not for everybody. Because I had a younger friend who was, struggling in school, was getting picked on in school, didn't like being there. And when he met me, I went, well, just drop out.
Mm.
He goes, well, I can't just drop out. I go, well, sure you can. What will people think? Like, how will I get the job? And I will just lie on the application. Like, seriously, the jobs that are going to
hire. No one ever checks.
No, because that's exactly right.
How
because no one ever checks.
I mean, who do you even call up? The school board?
I don't know how you check to see whether somebody has a high school diploma. I'm sure that some investigative reporter could pull it off.
Yeah.
Maybe for an advanced, a job that requires an advanced degree. But the kind of jobs that hire people like high school students of high school student age out of high school don't check that.
No.
So I was like, just lie for now, right, until it becomes important. And that's what he did. He had, a bunch of different jobs at that age, going through that, 16 to 18 part of life without having it. He eventually went back and got his GED when that was important to him to go on and, go to trade school and do something else with it.
Right.
But high school, he was much better off, not going to school and getting picked on all
the time. Did he take any of the classes for the GED?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know the answer.
Because I took the GED. I took both the GED and graduated high school. It's kind of an odd story. But when I was dealing with the state, I had an opportunity to benefit by taking a GED. So I just pretended like I didn't have a high school diploma, and I took the GED, and then I got the benefit that I was looking for. But yeah, I mean, you're talking about me taking I was the highest in this particular organization's history of taking this exam. I didn't study a whit, but that doesn't mean that everybody could do it. It just means that I didn't have to do it. Some people will have to study for the GED. Others will not.
Well, and he was not a dumb guy either, right? Like he was
getting picked on.
He was, well, that too. But when he got focused on a subject, he really focused on the subject. So for one part of the time that I knew him, he really wanted to study like Russian language and the Cyrillic alphabet. And he immersed himself in that and got good at it for whatever that's worth, and then moved on to something else.
Or something.
Or just for the idea of doing it. But even one of our other close friends used to get on all the time for being, a lazy slacker who couldn't focus and do all this. Like, dude, not everyone goes to the same path as you. I mean, the reason you're better than us, was because he joined the National Guard, mm-hmm. right? So he had, the guaranteed, state school income coming in while he was going to school and doing all that and his regular job. It's just not for everybody.
My concern with giving everybody a free bachelor's degree is that some people that basically a bachelor's degree will be meaningless.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone will have it.
It isn't particularly meaningful to have a bachelor's degree. It just in so much as it is just a bachelor's degree. Yes. If you've gone to engineering school for 5 years and you get the engineering version of a bachelor's, that one will fly. If you get some kind of computer science bachelor's, it'll probably get you a starting point. If you've you've got to get a bachelor's to go get your JD as a lawyer, you have to have a bachelor's in order to go to medical school. I presume you have to have both of those.
Art history, I'm going to say not so much, though.
Well, art history is only going to prepare you to be a professor, and at this point, professors are being treated very poorly from a financial standpoint. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not much of a career these days.
All right, we got more coming up. Plenty of time for you. Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at Discord. lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Mark.
Do your phone calls and thoughts. And then, Mark, you got the story about schools and what?
Well, it's that the loans. Confidence in higher education is waning.
Okay, we'll get into it. And your calls and thoughts first, though. Let's go to Howell, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Go ahead, Howell.
Hi. I'm calling about the legal system that we have in our country.
Yeah, okay. What a mess.
It is. The articles are all saying that there's overcrowding, they're spending too much money, but yet the laws are antiquated when it comes to internet use. They're antiquated when it comes to...
When you say that, you mean as far as the courts use of internet, like they're way behind the times?
I'm talking about people that are looking at pornography and things on the internet, on the dark web, that are supposed to be illegal, but yet they don't shut down those sites. They rather take these people that are looking at that stuff, and then they arrest them, and then they give restitution to the victims. That goes to all that money goes to the lawyers.
Is there a specific kind of pornography that you object to? Because most of it is not illegal,
and most of it's not on the dark web.
Yeah.
Well, the kind that's illegal is the child pornography.
Okay. So wait a minute. I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to talk about the legal system, meaning the courts. You're talking about feel like the law enforcement is doing a good enough job cracking down on the dark web?
I feel as if the dark web should be shut down.
Well, they can't do that.
But they're not. No, they're not going to shut it down.
They can't.
They're making too much money off of it.
Who?
The lawyers.
That's a stretch.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know. That's the reason, but it doesn't seem likely.
I mean, most of the people on the dark web haven't been busted, so it's not like there's a myriad of court cases out there. I mean, there's some people that have, some of the drug dealers, for instance.
They're becoming more and more common.
Let me explain something before we go on, Howell. I mean, just so you can have, I guess, some understanding of the dark web and why. And that's, it's a scary name for Tor, the onion router. It's an online anonymizing system that was actually developed, as
by
I understand
Navy, right?
By the government. Yeah, the Navy, I think, or DARPA or something like that. Anyway, the idea is you connect to these servers and these Tor nodes.
These underground dark servers.
It's called the onion router because there's like layers, like an onion. You peel back a layer and then there's another layer, and so to speak. And so that sort of protects. I'm not an engineer, so I can't explain to you exactly how it works. But basically these different hops and jumps between these sort of anonymized servers essentially obscure the traffic enough to where, unless the government's controlling the hops, unless the government has all the servers in between the user and the ultimate dark web site, then there won't be purportedly any way to track it, although they've cooked up certain things, like they had some sort of a piece of software on the porn site that they were running. They were running a child porn site, the FBI, and they put some kind of software on that site that infected like 1,000 computers around the world. And they did go after some of those people, and they did shut that site down. So I don't know if you're right in that they aren't shutting the sites down. Almost every time, they shut the site down, the only thing was they continued running some of the child porn sites, at least one of them. And I think maybe even more than one, for some amount of time, basically making the FBI the largest distributor of child porn on the planet.
Well, and the dark web and, the black market is kind of like a hydra.
I mean, the people like Cox and Verizon have warrants for these IPOs.
IP addresses, yeah.
Yeah, and then the people using them don't know that they're being watched until they get the knock on the door.
Right.
But that's one of my facets. The other facet is our drug laws. They're just, to me, just go ahead and legalize all drugs.
Amen.
We agree completely. The war on drugs is a war on our neighbors. It's a war on our family members, our friends, our coworkers. It's a war against people, and
it's a war against people. that want to make their own decision. I mean, I'm not for drug use. But if you're going to use drugs, then let them use it. And then if they realize they have a problem with them, let them get help.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And then don't put them in jail. Don't incarcerate them.
Well, that's part of the overcrowding that I thought you were initially talking
about. Right.
Yeah, it is part of it.
It's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Then we're beginning to realize this through this new legislature that our president has initiated. And finally, I guess, some attention is. But the other thing is these crimes that are not, I call them victimless crimes where no one is hurt. These people that commit those so-called crimes or those so-called acts should not be incarcerated. They should be
left alone.
Not left alone. If it's something that's harming someone, not physically, but say someone has taken fraudulent money from, usually from the government, then yeah, they should pay the money back. But put them in jail. Now, how are they going to pay the money back?
How are they going to pay the money back?
I like a lot of what she's saying.
To me, jail is, at this point in our nation's history, essentially courts only have the option of jail. You've either got
alternative sentencing purposes.
There are, but they're just not using them very much. The vast majority of people are going off into this apparatus.
Dave Ridley called the other night to say that there's been some alternative sentencing programs that have been very successful.
New Hampshire isn't America.
Here. Okay. Well, you said they're not using them, and
they're
I'm telling you, some of them are.
They're not using them as a percentage very often.
Okay.
Okay? The vast majority of people sentenced are just sentenced to jail. And jail.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, unless you've seen some statistics on that, I don't know if that's true.
If you get sentenced to a fine and then don't pay the fine, and then you go to jail for VOP, you might as well have been sentenced to jail. Does it really make a difference?
I'm not saying there aren't a bunch of people going to jail for stupid crap. I mean, that's what
we are
Powell's
the most
pointing
incarcerated
out.
Nation. Right. On the planet.
Exactly.
Thank you.
That was another one of my points, that in our country, and look, if you look at the majority of the people that are in prison or in jail, then it's not right.
It's staggering. And also, if you include the people who have been to jail, if you include people that have a record, it's a large number of
it's
the
larger
population.
It's larger than several states.
Thank you for the call, Howell. I appreciate your thoughts.
About the bottom fifth of states. It's larger. The number is larger than that.
The bottom fifth combined?
Yeah. The amount of Americans that have been incarcerated, are incarcerated, or have been incarcerated
in their lifetime,
is about the population of New Hampshire.
Nation of criminals.
It's crazy.
All of them.
Well, it's true. And so if you want to comment, you're welcome to. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Basically, she's saying end victimless crimes. I can't agree more. Yeah, so 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Though I would say running a server on the Internet is also a victimless crime, regardless of what people are using that server for. So whether it's, you know, the dark web drug markets or whatever, people posting prostitution ads on Craigslist, those are also victimless crimes. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll continues to rise after a line of severe storms moved through the south.
Sheriff of Moreau County, Mississippi, Cecil Cantrell, speaks of some of the tragic situations. A tornado killed an elderly man and devastated the community.
These people that are, you know, some of the people are going to be homeless, probably it looks like. We're going to have some misplaced people, so, you know, that's number one, trying to take care of the people that have been misplaced at this point, making sure that they have a place to stay and water and all the necessities at this point. That's what we're really looking to help these people.
Dozens of people have been injured by the storms, some of them in the hospital with serious conditions. In Franklin, Texas, 55 homes were destroyed by a twister. The storms are still heading east, with millions of people bracing for the impact. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us on the radio. The number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Ian, Richie, and Mark here. We've got Bitcoin.com to tell you about. There's a lot on Bitcoin.com. They can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum over at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're going to Bad Slave, who's on the line on our Discord call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Congressman.
Sounds like you're playing some audio in the background, so we're just going to turn that down. I guess he got busy doing something. It's nice if you keep whatever stuff down in the background while we're waiting to talk to you. So hopefully we'll try him again a little bit later on. 855-450-FREE. Mark, what's the story you wanted to talk about? People losing faith in the higher education system?
Yeah, so I'll go here from ZeroHedge.com. And look, Zero Hedge isn't known for bringing good news. They're what we call in the financial realm perma-bears. But, I think that they've got some great points here, and this is reporting on a Gallup poll, so you determine. Gallup polls don't lend themselves to just reading. You basically have to get an article for it. So, confidence in higher education in the United States has dropped significantly since 2015, according to the polling company Gallup, which notes that it's the worst performing institution they measure. The crisis in confidence coincides with a similar decline in the public's view of that higher education is affordable and available to those that need it. According to the report, suggesting that affordability and access are linked to the faith people have in the institutions of higher learning.
Well, they definitely don't seem to be affordable. I don't know anybody who thinks that a college education is in any way affordable.
Not at all.
Right. So reading here, confidence in higher education declining. U.S. adults, which usually means 18 plus, in 2015, 57% of Americans had confidence in higher education. I was way out by then.
2015, you said?
2015.
57%. Okay.
2018, 48%. So you see a drop of 9%.
Yeah.
Right. So I also believe that you saw a large drop probably in the 20 years preceding. Mm-hmm. You had seen the numbers for...
they don't go back further? They just
2005. Just no, it's just these two. Okay. Gallup's comparing here. 2005, 95. In 1995, I had a lot of faith in higher education.
Mm.
You want a good job, you're going to have to get a college degree.
Yep.
In 2005, I did not have that faith. I had come to the conclusion that college was certainly not for me and probably not particularly necessary to... run a successful business and those kind of things. And many people would, we had a guy the last time we talked about this call in, and he's like, you got to have college because you have to have these other people looking at, these other points of view and stuff, right? Like, at this point, the people who push college have been beaten back into essentially the corner where they have to say things, silly things like, without a liberal arts degree, America would be ruined. And hey, you can look at all these, everything that you can get, all the information you can get in a liberal arts degree, for a bachelor's liberal arts degree, you can get that information on the internet.
For free in a lot of cases.
Well, even MIT posts all their course material on.
Right.
Yeah.
You just don't get the degree.
You just don't get the degree. You can get all the information, all the knowledge, all the wisdom that they have to offer for free.
I'd be willing to bet that a 48-year-old male who's, just done the things that I've done in my life, could CLEP, and that means to take an exam in order to get the college credit as opposed to taking the course.
Sure.
A liberal arts degree. I just don't think there's that much in a liberal arts degree that I would need.
Do you pay less to CLEP? Like, how do you do that? I've never heard of this.
It depends on the university. There's ways to certainly cut down on the cost of getting a degree.
You can just walk in and say, I don't want to take this class. I want to take the test for this class. What are you going to charge me?
Yeah,
basically.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, different universities have different rules. There's a university out there, and I don't know the name of it off the top of my head, where essentially you just take a test as to the cost of the class. If you wanted to get your whole degree in one semester at this university, mm-hmm. and you had the knowledge base to do it, you could. You could just take all these classes, whoop, and then you're done. And they're happy to give you the degree. What's that?
I said that would be good for one of those, savant children.
Yeah, well, somebody.
Or a high school graduate. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I went to when I went to community college was, high school-level stuff. I even had the same science textbook that I had one of the years in high school. So it was literally the exact same course.
Yeah.
That I just paid to take.
Right.
I think a lot of the lack of confidence overall has to do with, return on investment as well. Right, one of the things, as colleges get more expensive, you expect a greater return or a better paying job upon exit than you would if you just had gotten, a high school diploma.
But there's no evidence you'll get anything greater.
And there is no evidence of that anymore.
The evidence is building, right?
Right.
And people are like, wow, I have graduated college that cost me $20,000 a year for 4 years. I now have $80,000 in debt.
Yep.
And my degree, I think you're the best example I know, Richie Rich.
Thank you.
You're sitting on an MBA.
I am.
And you manage a self-storage business, right? A unit.
Yeah, I'm just a manager. I don't even own the business or the facility. I just manage that one particular unit for the business owner.
Right. And, I mean, you've been sold an MBA as an MBA. I'm not trying to make fun of what's going on here or anything. I think
what does it stand for? Business administration?
I have a master's of business administration.
Okay.
Right. So an MBA is running a self-storage rental place.
Well, I'd rather have an MBA running my self-storage rental place than some schmuck, right?
Right, sure. Right. And you know what you'd really rather have? An MBA that paid for his own degree. Because in this case, the business should pay for your training.
If it's valuable to them.
If it's valuable to them, they absolutely should.
Some
the problem
businesses
is that what we're doing as a nation, and everybody wants to talk about the we in the world. Okay, fine. Let's talk about the we in the world. We are destroying a generation, and we're working really hard to destroy another. We just paid off. My wife and I just paid off her college debt last year.
She's in her 40s.
She just turned 50.
Oh, my.
Well, congratulations for getting it paid off, because that's a feat in and of itself.
Well, the thing is that hers didn't cost that much.
Okay.
She went at just at the beginning of this whole boom in college costs. Mm-hmm. The people that are carrying this debt.
When did she go? Late 90s?
I presume.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, what do I care? I met her with a degree, and, you know, I married her knowing I'm going to have to pay the debt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm the guy who took the GED in prison had to pay off her debt for her.
Well,
useless, stinking degrees that were saddling young people
with. What was her degree for?
It was, substance abuse.
Well, she was a social counselor or something, right, for some time?
Right. In her case, look, Ian, sitting next to you is a man with an MBA that is cleaning a bank in his spare time, okay? Let's not talk about my wife's degree. Let's talk about his.
I also
How much debt you got, Richie Ray? Rich?
Oh,
Rich,
man.
Rich?
I couldn't even tell you what the...
Six figures?
No, not six figures.
High fives?
Probably mid fives.
Okay.
If I had to take a guess. Because I don't pay it, I don't look at the statements.
Right. He's just not paying it, which means that his credit's destroyed.
Maybe. I ran cash only for a long time, and I don't co-sign anything for various reasons, so I don't really pay attention to that stuff either.
Right. You just have to operate as a person who has bad credit because you can't go bankrupt and get rid of this stuff.
I was surprised when I got a credit card, and I was like, oh, really? They're going to give me credit again? Like, sweet.
Yeah, right.
I'll take it.
I'm glad that the thing is that credit reporting agencies are having to come to the conclusion that these kids are not going to be able to pay this stuff off. And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. America, you got to stop encouraging young people to go to college. Unless it's for like doctor, engineer, lawyer. There's probably a small handful of careers out there, and I don't want to leave one of them out, but those are the ones that come to mind off the top of my head that should go. But the rest shouldn't.
855 450 free. If you want to comment, whether you're inside or outside of the education system, you may have an opinion on this. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. We'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're in the studio with us. It's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Thank you to Edwardian, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means that Edwardian is giving $5 a month to Free Talk Live's AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is to say talk about the ideas of freedom and peace and cryptocurrency 7 nights a week, live on broadcast radio, also on the internet in live audio form, also in video form on Twitch and DLive, and still on YouTube as well. If you appreciate the fact that we're here doing all of that for freedom, then please sign up for the AMP program like Edwardian did. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. And you can sign up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. And yes, you get some cool perks, and it helps us get on more radio stations like WVMT. They're in Vermont and Burlington. They came on, officially they came on last week, but I always like to give a week to make sure everything's working smoothly, and then we welcome our new listeners. So welcome aboard if you're new to the show, whether you're watching us online. Again, we're brand new on the DLive platform at dlive.lrn.fm, although we are currently still relegated to the mature category. Hopefully we'll get out from the mature dungeon here. Earlier today, the DLive thing went pretty big time. They survived their stress test because the PewDiePie, the number one YouTube channel in the world, they managed to poach him for his live streams. And
that was impressive.
It is. And that's why we came on. Like, well, they got PewDiePie. Well, we should probably be there, too. And so we came on several days ago, and it's been a pretty good experience so far, except somebody seems to have tagged
early adopter package.
Yeah, somebody seems to have tagged our streams as mature, and we can't untag them. We can't turn
it off.
Why is
that a negative? What shouldn't be a mature stream be like a higher class stream? Like this is mature content.
Yeah, the problem is it keeps you off the front page.
I know.
So that's the negative. The goal is to reach people. And
when we were on the front page, we were getting a couple hundred people viewing the stream.
No, we never had that many.
We had 200.
No.
I guess the implication is that the rest of it's the immature stream.
No, maybe we had like 20 to 30 or something like that.
40.
I think we peaked at 40 at one point.
Okay.
But no, we have 200 followers, Mark. So that means 200 people have hit the follow button on us. But simultaneously, we've had 30 or 40. But now it's like 5 to 15 because we're no longer on the front page. And it's such a small site that even a smaller stream like us can get more attention
if we're on
the front page. So we'll see if we can work things out with them. They haven't gotten back to me yet. But you can still follow us there over at dlive.lrn.fm. We did hit the goal of 200 followers. But they say that you ought to be streaming for a month straight before you apply for their partner status. So I'm going to give it a little bit of time. So thank you to everybody who's followed us.
We have been streaming for more than a month straight.
Not on DLive.
Oh, I see.
So toll-free number here tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We got Barry in South Carolina. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, how's everybody tonight?
Just good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good, good. You were talking about education, and I can only relate to my own experience. I don't know how other people, experience their life. I'm probably a little bit older than you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I won't throw out my real age there, right now, but, at the time I came of age, a high school diploma would take you into many different jobs that were available at the time. You could work for the railroad, the electric company, all these different organizations, that were considered to be pretty good jobs. I mean, they paid a living wage and so on and so forth. But
and now everyone has a high school diploma.
Yeah. Well, my experience, just to share a little bit, I left school at the first week of 10th grade. By the end of the year, I had a high school diploma.
Nice.
Interesting.
So you kind of got it on your own? You get like a GED or something?
Well, yeah, I took the GED test. Mm-hmm. But back then, the GED test was, and there weren't all these preparations for it and yada yada. You had to have some.
I don't think anyone really needs preparations for the GED, right? I've heard it's pretty easy.
Oh, yeah, plenty of people need preparation for it, sure.
Well, I mean, maybe plenty of people do, but, we're talking back in the 60s, and, at that time, you had to have knowledge to be able to get through that test. And believe me, it was not easy.
If you completed 10th grade with a, B- average.
No, I completed 9th grade.
Okay.
Yeah,
I left the first week of my 10th grade year.
But I'm only.
I wish I'd have been that smart.
Repeating something I heard in GED, the people who give the GED is that if you completed 10th grade with a B average, then chances are good you'll finish the GED without studying.
I believe that.
What was your reason for leaving after your 9th grade year?
I have to say, first of all, I was not a student. I didn't enjoy being a student. And then second of all, when I went into 10th grade, that was like the first year of high school. And there were always these mix-ups with scheduling and so forth and so on. And I was summoned to the guidance office. And this guidance counselor, this head guidance counselor came in, and there were, I would say, 100 people in there. And he started yelling and screaming at everybody. I mean, it was sickening, But anyway.
What was he yelling about?
Just because there were so many people in the guidance office, but we were all summoned there. Because of scheduling mix-ups and this and that.
Basically, the bureaucracy is so inefficient, so full of failure that it overwhelmed him.
It's also the lineage of education, which is that you pay them and they tell you what to do. This is the only market segment.
Well, I wasn't paying them. My mother was. My mother paid her taxes.
Yeah.
Right.
And so on and so forth. But anyway, I'm summoned to the guidance office, and then this man comes in, and he starts actually physically touching people, pushing them around, screaming and hollering at them, And I said, well, hell, this ain't for me.
It sounds like you're in a prison with a warden, right? Like with some guards that are getting handsy.
No, not really, because my first career, or actually my second career move, was working in prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't think there's some similarities? Oh, you are a little older, right? Like now they literally have, these days, they actually have barbed wire and fences around schools and like huge gates with guards and things like that. So they really have
detectors
on
the
way. I don't know.
Yeah. No, they do.
I haven't been near a school.
I'm telling you, they do. Thank you, Barry, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, we can all hearken back to the days when we were in school. It sounds like they still sucked when Barry was in school, and they haven't gotten any better since then. If anything, it's even worse now. Over the decades, it just gets worse and worse for these kids. I saw pictures posted of the school I went to down in Sarasota, Florida, where it used to be a very open campus. Like, there was no hallways. It was just these sort of buildings, these sort of pods that were connected via, not hallways, but just sort of covered walkways, basically. And they now have gates, like huge metal gates that block off the entrances to the school. So if you don't have permission to be there, you can't get in, and that also means you can't get out if you just want to leave. Because back when I went to this school, if you wanted to walk off the campus, you just walked off the campus. There was no problem.
That was a senior privilege in my high school.
Right. You could go grab lunch at McDonald's or, you know, Chick-fil-A or something like that.
Yeah, they did away with that senior privilege when I was in high school. That was
really
the time they had done away with.
They still had
that for us.
The problem
was that they couldn't funnel the people in, and there weren't enough fast food restaurants nearby. The restaurants couldn't get you a meal in a half an hour. Then get you out of the parking lot and into the parking lot in that amount of time. You're talking about 1,500 students, probably 200 or 300 of them are seniors. If they all want to run out to McDonald's, they've got to go, couple miles, to go there, and then everybody's in the drive-thru at the same time. And,
right.
Yeah, it just
didn't work
out. Well,
that's when you schedule your two free periods back-to-back.
Well, yes.
We call those gave us two free periods.
Yeah. Really? Oh, okay. Well, the high school I went to had 8 total periods, and in order to graduate, you had to take a minimum of like 6 classes per year.
I see.
So you had 2 free.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts with Education Today. Do you still respect it? Is it still something that you think is valuable? In most cases, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got hour number 2 on the way. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves. Plus, a potential ban on those little shampoo bottles that you get in the hotels.
California.
Coming up soon. It's Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.